you'll notice the top of the Amud has the new Mishnah, so it's a very good new place. So a little bit of background for those who are joining us. This parak, the fourth parak of Nedarim, has been discussing certain things that if you take a neder, that you're not going to get any benefit, hana, from somebody else, what you're allowed to do for that person who you're saying is not going to get any benefit from. So the first thing in the Mishnah list, it says, Hatorim es trumoso umaisos ledaito. So the Madir, the one who took the neder, could separate truma and maiser from the crops of the one who he took the neder against, if he has his permission. You can't do it unless you get his permission. That's a key point. Because if you're, we'll see about the benefit that's going to be gotten through that. And then it says, if the Madir would be a Kohen, hamakriv alav kine zovin, kine zovos, kine yoldos, chatos vashomos. So if he's a Kohen, he could bring certain korbanos on behalf of this person. For example, let's say his mother needs to bring the pair of birds, right? Kinim, for zovim. A zov is someone who has a type of bodily emission. Zovos are women who have types of bodily emission. A woman who's given birth brings korbanos after her period of tumah is over with. A chatas or an osham. So you can bring any of these. Now we'll see why that is. The Gemara is going to have a discussion, because at the end of the day, we'll jump the gun a little bit. The Gemara is going to tell us that the Kohanim are not working for me and you. They're working for Hashem. So since they're working for Hashem, the fact that they bring a korban on my behalf, that's not considered to be any benefit that I got out of it. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, Umalamdo Midrash. So Midrash here means the explanations of Psukim in the Chumash. Halachos, you could say, he could teach him halachos like halach l'moshe m'sinai v'agados in Agadato. Right now, we'll have to explain why this is. These are all parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, right? The Midrashim and then Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Agadas. So you're not allowed to take any payment for that. So since you can't take payment for teaching Torah Shebaal Peh, you could take for Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Bichsav, written in Torah Chumash and stuff like that, Navi. We'll find out what the actual halacha is in a minute, but the Mishnah says for those two things that he's allowed to teach. Avalo yilamdenu mikra, but you can't teach him. Mikra here means Tanakh, the Chaf Dalid Svarim. Can't teach him any of the Ksuvim, the Megillas, none of that. Because for that, again, for Torah Shebichtav, you're allowed to take payment for that. So if I'm going to be teaching you Torah, and I'm not going to charge you, when I was allowed to charge you, I could have potentially charged you, that's a benefit. I don't have to pay your hourly rate for a tutor. Aval melamed es bonav es benoisav mikra. But he is allowed to teach even the chumish to the sons and the daughters of the one that he took a neder against. So now the Gemara is going to... Well, actually, let me show you the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. Again, you only have the Gemara in front of you, but I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam says, Amalanda Torah Shabal Peh, you're allowed to teach the oral Torah, Shahari also lito aleschar, because that's something you're not allowed to charge from. We learn this out from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't charge for teaching Torah, so we're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. Avalo Torah Shabichsav, Shinot aleschar. You can't teach them Chumash, or Navi, or Ksuvim, because the Torah Shabichsav, that you do take payment for. The im ain darkan sham lito schar al Torah shebichsav. But if the meaning is that you don't take any money for teaching that, harei zeh mutar, then you would be allowed to take. Ubeinkach mutar lamed es beno. Nevertheless, he's still allowed to teach his son whether they take or not. So that's the actual halacha from the Rambam. When we get to Shulchan Aruch, there are four sections of Shulchan Aruch in the Yoredeya, Reish Chaf Aleph, Sif Beis. The Mechaber says that nowadays things have changed. I'm not reading the whole long halacha. Ha'idna, nowadays, shemut alito schar af al medrash hakol osir. Nowadays, since we do get paid for teaching anything for Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebapeh, that's osir. Aval lilmoid es beno afilu mikra, teach mutter, mutter l'shamsho, koshal reis ovil, okay, it's a separate halacha. The Ramah says, yesh cholken, umatirin afilu omelo shlamdenu. He quotes from the Rosh, and from the tour, that maybe nowadays that the halacha is different.
In other words, you might have thought that's only allowed if the teacher is doing this on his own initiative. So no, then meaning by but not if, if the guy who you took the net against asks you. So then the Ramah brings from the Rosh and the Tor that that'd be mutter as well. So that's really the halacha. Nowadays we do take schar for teaching Torah, and it's really schar batalos. So therefore, you would be getting a benefit if you was to teach him for free. So let's start the Gemara now. Ibai Luhu, the Gemara asks a question. Hani Kohani, these Kohanim, how do we view them? Are they Shluchei Didan Have or Shluchei Dishmaya? So a key concept there, the Kohanim, are they working for us or are they working for Hashem? Right? So the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafgamina, what's the practical difference? How do I view the Kohanim? We have Kohanim on the call tonight. How do I view the Kohanim? Are they, when they bring a Korban, are they doing that for me or are they doing that for Hashem? So the Nafgamina says would be in the case, Lemudr Hanoah. What if you took a neder that I'm not going to get any benefit? So now the Gemara speaks out the two sides. E amet shluchei didan have. If you're going to tell me that the Kohanim are our shluchim, are our agents, so hamahanile. So then he's giving benefit for the one who, because you're doing me a favor, you're like my shlich, you're doing this. Therefore, for us, sir, you're not be allowed to. However, e amet shluchei dishmaya. Right? If you tell me, no, they're not working for me, they're doing something, it's my korban, but they're not working for me, they're working for Hashem, Sanshari, it would be allowed. So my, ask them, or what is the halacha, what's the din by the what's the din? Shalom.
Abba.
1 second, buddy. Tashma, come here,
Abba,
proof.
Abba, get you more.
What? Pardon the interruption.
Get you more, the blue iPad.
Okay, buddy. Bye. What? Can someone please take mayor? Sorry, this normally doesn't happen. Okay, Tashma. Ditanan. Makriv alav kine zovin. Right, from the fact the Mishnah says you're allowed to bring the korbanos on his behalf. So I amet shluchei didan. If you're telling us that there are shluchim, right? Kamahanila, he's giving hana from that. So therefore, based upon this, the Mishnah, we want to say that the Kohanim must be the Shluchim of Shemaiah, of Hashem. And that's why they're allowed to bring the Korbanos, because you're not working for me. Now the Gemara, here's a key word, L'ta'amech. The Gemara says, okay, you just asked a proof, but according to your own reasoning, I can ask the same question back on you. According to your reasoning, right, you want to say the Mishnah holds that they're really Shluchei D'Shemaya, that the Kohanim work for Hashem, listening then should have taught differently. Makriv Alav Korbanos. He brings his Korbanos, right? Why'd I have to specify that? Just tell me the general rule. You could bring Korbanos for somebody. Se'ela Nechusuri Kapara Shaini. The people who are mentioned, if we go back to the Mishnah, we know this, they were a specific ones. They're all in this category called what's called Nechusuri Kapara. That you're lacking kapara until your korban is brought. To Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Tzrichin Das, everybody needs to have knowledge and intent to bring a korban. Chutz me mechesure kapara. You don't need, if you're in the category of mechesure kapara, you don't need to have the das and know it willingly. Someone could do it on your behalf without you knowing. Shay Adamevi korban shabonav. Albonosav haketanim. A person could bring for their own children, their sons and daughters, but they're lacking das, they're under bar bas mitzvah. Shnemar says, Zois Torah Hazav, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. That they can bring korbanos on their behalf, whether they know it or not. Over here, there's a Rambam in Mechsoi Kapara. Find it for a second. Aleph, Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Kvar bi'arn, we've already explained Maisa Korban, Shekol Mechuyove Korban, anybody who's Ali doing Korban, Ein Makriven al Yadon Elami Datan. You have to know. However, Chutz mi Mechsuri Kapara, this is a separate category, says the Rambam, based on our Gemara, She'ein Tzrichin Das Bailim, you don't have to do it on there, they don't have to know about it. She'odam Evi Korban al Bonav al Venosav Haketanim, Imhai Mechsuri Kapara. Right? And they're allowed, he could bring it on their behalf. If his kid falls into this category, then they would bring it on their behalf. So El Mayata says, the Gemara El Rabbi Yochanan, Zos Torah Hayoledes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, well, from this, you know, this is the status, the Torah of Yoledes, Bein Ketana, Bein Gedola, so you'd have to, you know, apply to be consistently. If it was, this is the Torah of the Zav, so the Zav, whether a cotton or whether a gadol or a cotton, so the Yoledes also should be the same thing, whether she's above Bas Mitzvah or below. But ask the Gemara, Katana Bas Ledehi? Could you have a Katana, a girl under Bas Mitzvah giving birth? Hatani Rebibi Kaimid Rav Nachman, Shalosh Noshi Mishamshos B'moch. So there are three women who are allowed to use a contraceptive device. That's what a moch is. It's like an absorbent thing, so then the zera can't go in. And one of the three, the first of the three, is a katana, that a girl is allowed to, because it's considered to be a sakana for her, she would get pregnant. Mu'uberes u'menika. So the katana says, shemetis aber v'tomus. The reason why the katana uses this moch, this contraceptive device, because if she gets pregnant, she'll die. So you see clearly from here that a katana is not giving birth. That's the worst thing. So it can't happen. Well, you can't have such a thing saying that, this is the rule, Zos Torus HaYoledes, she's going to give birth. So the Gemara says, no. Hahi, that pasuk of Zos Torus HaYoledes, right, the law of the woman after she gives birth, that's not coming to include the case of a katana. That's a different case. There's a woman who gave birth, but you're going to bring a korban on her behalf, but it's not the katana. Bein pikeches bein shota, whether the woman is of sound intelligence or whether she's mentally incompetent, she's a shota. That's what it's coming to add. Shekein ota mevi korban al ishto shota, that a man, if his wife is a shota but she gave birth, he can bring the korban on her behalf. That's the that's what is learned out from here. So I'll show that halacha for a second. Well, that's really the halacha we just saw in the Rambam, that she's mechsuri kapara, and if you're mechsuri kapara, you can bring a korban on the person's behalf without their knowledge of it. And obviously, a woman who is a shota does not have a das. Okay. So then now we're saying kedivrei Rebbe Yehuda. This that we're saying now goes like according to the opinion of Dibrei Yehuda. We are four lines from the bottom. Detanya, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer. Rebbe Yehuda said in a brisa, Odom evi korban oshir al ishto v'chol korbanos shechayeves. So a man could bring the korbanos, if he's a wealthy man, for his wife. Now, for this, it depends on how financially stable is the woman who gave birth. So if a woman's an Ashira, so she brings a nice lamb, right? That's a korban. She brings these the birds. A poor woman brings just birds. Excuse me. And so she would bring based upon how much property she had. But if the husband is wealthy, then he could bring the korbanos on her behalf, right? Because he has to bring all the korbanos for which she's chayeves to bring. So you see from the fact that, you know, to bring the reason why this Osher could bring the korbanos for him, shekach kosev lo, because he wrote this in like the marriage contract. Vachrayis to islich alai, all of the responsibilities that you have are on me, mid kadmas dinah, before we got married, meaning anything you, I'm accepting upon myself the obligation to bring provide for all the korbanos that you had. So what does this relate back to? Just to try to circle back, realize the overall discussion the Gemara has this point. We're trying to figure out about the status of the kohanim, right? So you want to say even if the kohanim are really our shluchim, they're working on our behalf, they still could bring korbanos on behalf of the woman because they can do it without her knowledge and without any of her content. There's no concept of shlichus over here. So really, at the end of the day, at this point, there is no proof from the Mishnah that the Kohanim are the shluchim of Shemayim. The end of the day, the halacha is going to be that they are. We just haven't proved it yet. I'll read one last halacha, or Higi Azman. This is Nedarim Perek Vav Halacha Hey. Hayashimon Kohen. If Shimon was a Kohen, Harehu Mutter Lahakriv Korbanos Ruvain. Shimon could bring Korbanos on behalf of Ruvain. Shekohanim Shluche Shemayim Heim. Because the Kohanim are working for Hashem, the Einam Shluche Baal HaKorban. And they are not working on behalf of the person himself. Okay? In Meretz Hashem, we got to the bottom of the Amud, and we'll pick it up tomorrow night with Amud Beis.